Hello and welcome to Battlestar Brothel. I'm your co-host, Dustin. And that's disgusting. Oh my God.
Instead of introducing myself, I just farted.
It's
palpable.
Yeah, I can taste it in my mouth. Like, I feel like I just ate a fart sandwich.
That's what she said.
And then had some, like, a fart milkshake
To
fart wash it down.
Oh my God.
Man, I'm going to fart, and it's going to be a mixture of both of our farts.
Well, our farts are like having sex.
Yeah, fart sex.
That's hot.
That's so today's hot. Episode is called...
Netflix Season 3, Episode 7, Hero.
Uh-huh.
It's Episode 8 on the television.
Why is it called Hero?
Because Jet Li's in it.
No.
Nice.
I don't know. Was Bulldog the hero? Was Adama the hero? That's the question.
Bulldog Rick Steiner?
No. Hmm. No.
That's what he does.
Okay, so. No, which one do you think was the hero in this?
I don't think that Adama was the hero.
You don't? But even though what he did at least staved off the war, an open battle in a war for 2 years.
But it also started a war.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, Bulldog was the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was not as good escape artist as he believed.
Bulldog was the hero.
No, the real hero?
America.
Colonel Ty. He came in and saved Adama's ass.
Mm, yeah, he did.
I don't know. I got nothing.
I think the president's...
The real hero is America.
That's right.
I think the president's wheeling and dealing to get Adama to not resign is kind of heroic.
Okay. I can dig that.
Yeah.
She's not sick anymore. That was two seasons ago.
She had Cylon blood injected into her and it cured her.
I know. I get blood injected into me and I've got AIDS. And then fucking no truth in this art. This episode, when I started watching it the other night, I immediately texted you. I was like, within the first 5 minutes of the episode, I was like, this is fucking intense. Watch it immediately. Mm-hmm. And then my happy ass got distracted and I didn't finish watching it until tonight.
Yep.
Whoops.
Yeah, I didn't finish it either until tonight. So.
Yeah.
We got to finish it together.
Yeah. We may not have started together, but we finished together. We finished all over your couch.
We did.
Girls are so, like. You know,
you're not talking loud enough to show up on this.
Okay.
Like, not very much. Come over here and say shit if you want. What else needs discussed?
Well, let's just go through the characters. There was no Geist Balter, right?
Yeah, barely. There was background tertiary. There was the funny.
He was just in a threesome. He was in a threesome. He had to have been.
Yeah.
With right. A girl that he chose.
Well, he had the two chicks on when they had New Caprica. He had two chicks, two live-in attendant chicks.
No, there was, like, Xena Warrior Princess climbed out of bed. The bed she was climbing out of was with Gaius and Cylon 6.
Cylon 6, nice.
I guarantee they all did
was
the
deed. Was it actually the girl that played Xena?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Lucy Lawless. You asked earlier, who is that? And I said Lucy Lawless.
Oh, she didn't have dark hair, so I was like...
Yeah, throws you off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hair, the president, they must have a lot of hair dye on this ship because her hair just keeps getting brighter and brighter.
I mean, she was going gray on Independence Day.
Yeah. No kidding.
What kind of dancer are you? Ballet?
Exotic.
Oh, sorry. Don't be. I'm not. My baby's got dinner on the table.
And this has been reenactments by Matt and Brenton.
Sorry.
I want that to happen. That should be a thing.
Yeah.
Reenactments by Matt and Brenton.
I get to be hot-ass Vivica A. Fox, and you get to be broken-legged president's wife.
Okay, here we go.
You
want to
watch me strip and fuck me? Great. Great. The opening scene of our characters is you and me in bed together.
People, everything's shaking, people running.
Not even a four-pointer. Go back to bed.
Was that your Will
Oh my
Smith?
God, Battlestar Galactica. No, that was his Vivica A. Fox.
No, the first part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was.
Oh, boy.
Shagging, they running.
This show was very intense opening.
It was.
As you said, Gaius was not really in it besides the threesome.
No.
Which really served no plot movement action in this one, which was weird. However, that Cylon, what is that, Cylon 5, the Lucy Lawless model, goes and has the Centurion shoot her in the head. That was fucking weird. Well, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah, did they explain that at all? Like, I didn't understand.
She just did it and then woke up and had a vision from God. So, like, maybe she just needed to do it to talk to God. I don't know.
If it's suicide, do they have visions?
I don't know. Are they Catholic? Because we frown on that. I'm just saying.
Do you think that every time a person dies, they have visions before they finally cut out?
I don't know. I mean, are you getting into, like, are we getting, like, having an afterlife conversation? Because I'll get into it.
I don't see. Lots of people say that, like, once they die, they have, like, they see the light and they see dead relatives and, like, all kinds of crazy. They have visions of the future. And it could be a thing where they know they've died so many times that they know that
they are aware that this is going to happen experientially. That makes sense.
So they kill themselves to see those visions.
That's how they are actually able to talk to God.
Yeah. Mm. Just for a moment.
Because that's interesting. That's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm. Until they're resurrected.
Gaius Baltar's portrait being hung above the toilet. Very funny.
Yeah.
pointless, though, because, like, if I was a guy president, I'd face him when I pee.
Mm-hmm.
But she's looking away from him. That's kind of creepy.
So do you think Rhys Pond has an intimate knowledge of the afterlife?
I bet he does. I bet he's a Cylon.
Rhys Pond? A Cylon?
Yeah.
It rhymes.
Be gone. Get off my lawn.
You bag of...
You're on.
Wontons.
Awesome. Where were we? Oh, okay. So we talked about the president. We talked about Gaius. Starbuck?
Starbuck pretty much... she goes and runs that mission that brings Bulldog in, and then she also is watching the game footage and realizes that the Cylons were not actually firing at him.
Yep.
So that happened.
So we talked about Adama.
Ty was still under house arrest, but he came in to save the day.
No Chief?
Yeah, no Tyrell, no, I mean, like, Gata was in the background, Boomer's in the background, fucking Hilo's in the background.
Yep.
Really nothing major from any of those second string players.
No Tyrese.
Lee Adama
was just kind of, he was in there because that's who his dad told his confession to. So that was a part of it. But yeah, beyond that, I felt it was a very emotionally tense episode, but not a lot of action.
No.
Which was fine.
Not really. You need those types of episodes to kind of move things along.
Yeah. So... it was a fun episode, though, overall. It's one of my favorite of this season so far, for sure, out of the eight. I mean, my first was the liberation of Cobol.
Yeah.
Or Cobol, liberation of New Caprica. That was badass.
My favorite episode was that one where Gaius Baltar was on that ship with the disease, and he chokes out Cylon 6. He's, like, wearing a suit.
Yeah, and he chokes her.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
So Gaius... he had a threesome with two bitches that he choked, or
he choked.
Yeah.
Well, one of them he choked before, but she doesn't know.
But did he?
She forgot.
But did he choke the other one?
He might have. I think Xena's probably tough enough to handle it.
Dude, Xena wants to be choked.
Yeah. Why are you talking like the guy from Napoleon Dynamite when you say it?
Which?
Online talking to babes. I think Xena could totally handle it.
Don't be jealous, Napoleon, because I've been online talking to babes all day.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Oh. Ow. Dick. Nerf squares. What does this go in?
Your butt.
Hashtag my butt.
Okay. Anything else to say besides ridiculousness?
Hashtag my butt.
Gentlemen.
So many inside jokes.
Is there anything else to say?
I can think of one thing.
So say we all.
So say we all.